the Blue Barn Theater. It's been around for 30 years starting this season, 30 full years. Susan Clement-Tober is here along with Susan Collins, who's an actress in the current production that has been mounted. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate
it. Happy anniversary, Blue Barn.
Yes, indeed. 30 years at the Blue Barn Theater. Susan Clement-Tober, since you're both Susans, I'm going to have to call you by your full name so everybody knows who's talking.
You can call me Susie if you want to.
Susie? All right, very good. That's Susie Collins, the actress. Susan, how long have you been with Blue Barn?
Pretty much since the beginning.
Very good.
We all are a bunch of SUNY Purchase-trained actors who... Part of our training was to start our own theater company, and so in 1989, three of the company members came out and started the Blue Barn, and then I joined a year later and been there ever since.
Can you take us through that infancy into what is now a nice, mature theater? I mean, really a pillar in the theatrical community in the greater Omaha area.
It is. It's been an incredible 30 years. It's hard to sum up in a quick interview. But really, we started as young, you know, college students fresh out of a professional training program and came to Omaha, and Omaha embraced us. And throughout the years, we kind of passed the torch of leadership. It's always been a SUNY Purchase-trained person running the company. And I've been with, I've been the artistic director since 2005. And we just had we've had two big parties thus far this season, and we just had a great one last weekend that had company members that we haven't seen in 20 years, people who have run the theater over the last 30 years, and we had it was called a retro read back, and actually Susie attended.
I did. It was fabulous,
and it was amazing to see the people that, you know, over the years we really, you know, we pulled things out of dumpsters to make our sets, and we still do that on occasion when we find great things. But just really the process of how we got to be 30 years old really was brought back full force this weekend, seeing each other's faces and working together again. It's an amazing, amazing feat that we are 30 years old, and Omaha has really... really shown its true colors and embracing art forms like Blue Barn.
As you've grown over the years, and certainly there's been a maturation process in the grant writing and the business that goes behind running a theater, it still comes down to heart, doesn't it? Heart and soul.
It does. And the art, you know, the stories that we tell on stage, absolutely. You know, we've always been strong artistically. And business-wise, we were always trying to catch up. And now I believe that both of those parts are equal, but the art always leads, will always be in the forefront. And that's, I believe, our mission to provoke thought, emotion, action, and change, has never wavered, and that's why we've made it to 30.
Well, interestingly enough, season 30 is subtitled America in Pieces. What does that mean?
American Pieces was actually the title of our first season at the Blue Barn. And I decided this year, for some reason, it seemed appropriate. America in Pieces, all five pieces that we've chosen this year for our season, really are different perspectives from different walks of life, from different people's perspectives, and different people's stories. And hopefully they show a way that we can be together with opposing views and cherish each other for who we are and respect how we choose to live our lives, and not try to tell somebody else with our stories how they should live their lives, but tell stories that show how we are similar.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Susie Collins, you're an actress. You're in, right now, Circle Mirror Transformation is playing. It opened on September 27th, runs through the 21st of October. What is your role in this?
Well, this is a play that takes place in a small fictional town called Shirley, Vermont. I am the director, co-director of a recreational center, and I teach a lot of classes, pottery and creative dramatics for kids. And I decided I wanted to have a creative dramatics class for adults. So this is my first foray. And I had three people signed up, and I coerced my husband to join us. And I am so privileged to be among five lucky actors in Omaha to be part of this really unusual, captivating play that Annie Baker wrote. It won the 2009 Obie Award for Best Play. It takes place in no other space than this one room over a series of 6 weeks. And each week we experience little pieces of this class where a group of us are taught through these very artificial kinds of theater games to participate. And in doing so, so much is revealed in this room that you first start out as strangers. And because of the nature of acting and how it's taught, you're revealing very personal parts of yourselves. And as a result, relationships happen and changes happen and circle mirror transformation. This title is not on purpose. It is about how we change constantly. We transform. The title comes from an actual theater game.
Sure.
Where I start a movement and you take on that same movement and sound and then you transform it. And the play is very real. It's very honest. And oddly, at the end, there's this sort of magical kind of movement toward the future that we experience sort of surprisingly. I'm very fond of the play. It's been quite a challenge for us.
Oh, that's fun. We just have a few seconds left. I do want to ask you, how long have you been with Blue Barn Theater?
I've been friends with the Blue Barn for a long time, but I spent about 28 years as associate artistic director at the Omaha Playhouse, and so I was only able to admire them from afar.
Sure.
So this is only my second production with the Blue Barn. I'm thrilled.
Oh, that's very good. Running now through October 21st is the Circle Mirror Transformation. Act of God is coming up. I and You, Indecent, and The Woodsman. That rounds out the 30th season of the Blue Barn Theater. I want to thank Susan Clement-Tober and Susie Collins for stopping in today. If you're looking for information, just go to bluebarn.org. That's bluebarn.org for information on that. Ladies, thank you so much for stopping in today.
Thank
really you. Appreciate it.